We are the number one hated and attacked organization in the world by every evil, disgusting, sickening organization on the face of the planet. And I'm going to say it. If you're going to go as big as you can. That's why John Hancock literally saw people signing their names, little bitty, and people he knew signing them. You really couldn't tell who they were. And I get it. Every person signing that was signing their potential death warrant. He got up there and went, boom. And he said, if I'm going to have the king coming after me, I want him to come after me, number one.
That's a pretty large signature, Johnny.
Yeah, and I'm going to risk my life fighting tyranny. Anybody that's ever been in fights, you're not looking for fights, but you've been in a few. You learn, you hesitate when somebody's trying to beat the hell out of you. You're going to get your ass kicked. But you just decide to beat the living hell out of them and stop worrying about who's winning. And you're going to win almost every time unless you're fighting Mike Tyson. I know people will knock you upside the head really hard and like sit back and look at what it did. Or somebody will hit you in the side of the head with a baseball bat, then they'll kind of sit back and watch to see what it did. I'm like a Terminator. You're about to find out.
I'll shove that bat up your ass and turn you into a popsicle.
So that's what's going on here. And I love it because we're drawing their fire. We've exposed them. We've drawn them out of their rat holes. To do all of this, the Soros scum and the Soros DA, and just all of them, they're filth. They're disgusting tyrants. Just like judges in Nazi Germany or Soviet Russia. They're disgusting. And it's like we're in the dark and they got night vision. We're in a pitch black arena with no light and they've got their illuminators on and they can see us and we can't see them. Well, guess what? I walked over with my listeners collectively and pulled the switch and turned the lights on.
The real war's here with the globalists and Soros and Obama and the New World Order and BlackRock. They've declared war on us, and we accept the challenge. We're taking the country back.
Their attacks on Trump, their lawfare, their all the criminal activity. How'd that work out for them? They were dumb enough to brag. Remember everywhere. It'll be over for Trump when this mugshot comes out in Georgia. We're finally getting it. Every channel, remember? It's the end, the mugshot, the mugshot, the mugshot. And then Trump nails it with a beyond Clint Eastwood, badass American Eagle gaze of total defiance that everybody looks at and knows deep down, that's the alpha male, that's the badass, that's the defiant real person. You can't fake that look. And then when they shot him, you got even more of that look, except the lips pulled down and the teeth bared and the eyes bugging out. Yes, yes, we get to see who's really who at times like this, don't we? And now the bad guys are going to find out who's really who, aren't you? Because the veneer of civilization is burning off. And all the posers and all the thugs and all the bullies who thought they had this country on its knees and cowed are now just beginning to understand that they have awoken the terrible giant! We're now entering the 196th day of the really third Trump administration. He stole 2020, as we know, and he was the real president during that period. It's Monday, August 4th, 2025. I am your host, Alex Jones, coming to you from the embattled InfoWars studios in Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide. All right. We have a great guest coming up in the third hour. Haven't had him on in a while. Great guy from Scotland. Count Dankula to talk about all the different world events and things that are happening. Also a great comedian. In the fourth hour, I want to spend at least 30 minutes with major updates on the Palisades engineered fires that are 100% open and shut. And this is the administrative system of globalist warfare. And Mel Gibson really nailed it last week, and I've mentioned it and played it, but I want to really put all the pieces together today because everything I predicted has now come true, and these people need to be prosecuted, and they can be because the public now understands that we need to demand the Trump DOJ take action. And I'm putting deadlines out for Trump on a lot of this stuff, on indictments on Crossfire Hurricane, the human trafficking smuggling, Palisades fire, and more. And if we demand it, we will get it. Stay with us. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm cutting this on the afternoon of July 30th, 2025. You have 7 days from this date to buy one bottle of any of our amazing supplements, the Ultramethylene Blue, the Irish Sea Moss, the Shilajit, the list goes on and on, Ultimate Life Force, and get a bottle absolutely free. But you gotta be a VIP. But that's the best part. This catch is a great deal. You spend $30 a month being a subscriber, you cancel any time, and you get $40 to spend in the store. Special deals, special offers just sent to you, and you can cancel any time. So you make $10 by becoming a subscriber, you can cancel any time. It's only running for 7 days. Experience Ultramethylene Blue. Experience the other incredible supplements. But also, the buy one, get one free goes for the ball caps, the t-shirts, the widest selection of Patriot apparel. Those of you who've ever gotten products, now's the time. It'll blow you away. Get the Methylene Blue, bare minimum, at thealexofstore.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
But we also don't want to be predatory people like the globalists and be wolves. We want to be sheepdogs. We hunt the wolf. We protect the sheep. That's really my motto and what we stand for here. Thank you for joining us on this live Monday, August 4th, 2025 transmission. The first thing that needs to be said before I plunge into all this incredibly important news is you have been vindicated. Ron Paul has been vindicated. Anthony Sutton has been vindicated. G. Edward Griffin has been vindicated. Ted Gunderson has been vindicated. Bill Cooper has been vindicated. General Benton K. Parton has been vindicated. I can sit here and list thousands of incredible people, many of them dead now, whose shoulders we stand upon to know where we are and what we're facing today, and they've all been vindicated. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, I have been vindicated. InfoWars has been vindicated. Our guests, our reports, our information has been 98%, if I had to dead reckon, accurate. Our North Star, our goal is to get it right. And that doesn't mean we always get it right, but most of the time, almost all the time, we do. And that's why we have so much credibility. And that's why the corporate enemy of the people media loves to try to cherry pick things to misrepresent what we stand for and who we are. But faster and faster, at a more intense rate, not just in the United States, but all over this incredible planet, there is an explosive, ongoing, expanding, accelerating awakening. The Great Awakening has been here really accelerating the last decade, but when they tried COVID 5 years ago, their big plan for disease X to bring in their total control that they said they would at the UN and the WEF and the Club of Rome and BlackRock, it blew up in their face. They went for it all and instead caused an explosive awakening, or it exploded the already expanding awakening. So always remember that in the background, that there is an incredibly fertile climate, atmosphere, soil in the public around the world to this truth. And now, when you speak up and you tell the truth and you stand for what's right, you have a majority of people that at least aren't naive completely anymore and want to know the truth. And a large minority, growing fast, that understands deeply what's going on. And it's horrifying to admit there's a global scientific dictatorship that's being formed, that its main goal is to dumb us down, poison us, suck our money out before they kill us slowly. But admitting that horror is not some demoralizing defeatist understanding and realization. It is the key to facing the problem and overcoming it. Now, no one listening to that statement can really disagree with it, can you? If there's a big problem, you don't fix the problem by living in denial, by sticking your head in the sand, and by saying, well, I'm just going to whistle past the graveyard. It's going to take engagement. It's going to take resistance. And there are so many of us, if we all just speak out some and resist some and educate some, the globalist program will disintegrate, and it is disintegrating. It's in free fall collapse. The problem is so much damage has been done, so much debt's been created, so much knowledge has been destroyed, so many people have been dumbed down and poisoned intellectually, culturally, spiritually, physically, that the wreckage is so intense, it's not enough to just remove the globalists from power. We're going to have to really engage and bust our asses to turn this thing around. It'd be like if you had a fire in your house in the kitchen and everybody's asleep, so it gets 5 minutes to burn until the house is full of smoke. By the time you wake up upstairs, you can barely make it down the stairs and get out of the house. And the question is there time to get out of the house? And then will the house completely burn down? And I spent probably 40 minutes last night on this. Yeah, I spent a little more than a segment and a quarter trying to explain to people that when we've had depressions and economic collapses before, people starve and there's mass crime and serious problems. But no researcher or futurist or demographer in any different scenario war plan by Pentagon and major corporations and insurance companies, no one disagrees that if we have a Great Depression type scenario worldwide, and that's how they work, that it will probably create an irreversible cascade of collapse, civil unrest, and hells that are unspeakably horrible. Simply put, close to half the population in the Great Depression was self-sufficient completely. 90% were rural, somewhat self-sufficient. We're now 85% urban. And of the 15% that are rural, less than half of them, around half of them, are self-sufficient. Now, you can do the math right there, can't you? Between 7 and 15 million people in major historical university studies are estimated to have starved to death or died from malnutrition associated with starvation. That's when most of the people lived in the country and most of the people had big gardens and a lot of people had big farms. I'm going to stop right there. But when we look at the Great Reset and the Club of Rome and the UN, the WEF plan to create a post-industrial world, to cut farming in half, to, quote, save the earth because carbon comes out of plants. That's John Kerry last year. The madness of a statement like that, the arrogance of it, knowing that if you cut half the food supply, it would cause a total worldwide collapse, war on the streets, civil unrest, massive war, at every level, every country against every country, internal civil wars. It is the deliberate attempted collapse of civilization, which is the UN Treaty, Rio de Janeiro, 1992, that set up Agenda 21. And the globalists have believed they can organize the collapse and pose as the saviors during the collapse and use that to depopulate and use that to set up a total police state as the answer to the collapse. But they can only get away with that if the public didn't know that they were behind it and went along with the virus lockdowns and the carbon climate lockdowns, all the things they've openly announced before they even released COVID they wanted. And they said COVID's a great test for the carbon lockdowns. But because they've been exposed now, they're trying to pull back from it because they know it's not going to work. It wasn't going to work before. By work, they weren't going to be able to make it through that and control that chaos. And a lot of their own top people figured this out in the last decade. And so much of the resistance to the classic globalist depopulation, transhumanist, great reset, if not even from people in the power structure that are angels, but people that are realists and realize that their own plan was setting up a death trap for them. So the Great Reset equals Road Warrior meets the road meets World War Z. All right, let me tell you what is coming up today. We have Count Dankula, great comedian and talk show host, really smart guy, joining us in the third hour. I'm going to give you the latest updates and how it's coming to a head on the engineered administrative terrorism, Palisades fire, now it's the model for other areas, the globalists want to burn out, and Mel Gibson's very accurate statements leading the charge against it. I want to open the phones up in the second hour, and I'm going to be interspersing news and breaking news, obviously, with that as it all unfolds. But here's what I want to get into right now. Let me just mention these topics, and I'll get into them. GOP Senator John Thune quietly blocks Trump's recess appointments with sneaky procedural maneuver, which we told you a couple weeks ago we heard was coming. Launches a series of pro forma sessions to keep Senate in fake session during August recess, but will then not confirm Trump's nominees. Biden-Harris ready to unleash trove of embarrassing Kamala stories in response to her book. They're all eating their own infighting. Senate confirms Jeanine Pirro as U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia in narrow vote for blocking Ed Martin. Got a lot more on that coming up. Then we've got the attack on Trump's attempt to stop the Great Reset and not to stabilize the U.S. with the whole world. Economic data now in doubt. Wall Street Journal, Ministry of Truth. Trump fires official over jobs report echoing an authoritarian playbook. No, we know this woman put out completely fake numbers, the fakest ever jobs report for Biden. And then now she put out reports that a lot of experts looked at and said were too low on job creation and then revised those, coordinated with the Federal Reserve not cutting rates last Thursday in a coordinated effort to crash the economy. That's a fact. So Trump is taking action, getting rid of all these Biden and Obama appointees that are doing this, and they're trying to spin it as totalitarian because they want the economy collapse because the private central banks can then come in with unlimited money they can loan out to take full control of governments and societies and finish the U.S.'s journey towards economic ruination. That's coming up. Then, we're going to look at more and more of the radiation release incidents, not just here, but around the world, as Trump and others accelerate the rollout of even neighborhood nuclear power plants they say are safe and effective, just like the shots. And I notice it's kind of an old-fashioned right-wing sacrament just to say nuclear is totally safe. It's the best thing ever. We need it. It's Stone Age technology compared to all the free energy stuff they've got. Trump admits they have it. Roll that out, not neighborhood nuclear power plants that are essentially completely safe. Yeah, right. Saw a lot of attacks last night talking about some of the evidence I noticed on X in the video we posted last night. About half the comments were, I thought you were one of us, Alex. This is pretty liberal. Oh, don't worry. All the modern leftists love nuclear power now and say it's great. Just because leftists 50 years ago were right about nuclear power doesn't mean that, you know, that just because they've done something right, a blind hog can find acorns, broken clocks are right twice a day. It's not that nuclear energy isn't very amazing and interesting, and the problem is that the way corporations and governments run these things, you always have problems, and we have much better technologies now. Nuclear power is like windmills. It's old. There's it's all in regular stuff, just incredibly better. So you don't need to, you know, do all this. You can heat up water and turn turbines. There's a lot. Of course, the left at the same time also wants all the hydroelectric dams torn down, claiming it hurts the fish and all the rest of it. So they're wrong about a lot of other stuff, but nuclear power just, you know, in general. I mean, look at France. They have constant leaks, serious cancer issues all around them. They're the per capita use the most nuclear power of any country in the world. Then it's Japan. And then you see all the problems with reactors in Ukraine and Russia, the meltdowns. I mean, it's not done right, folks. And you could argue, you know, magically, maybe, you know, run them perfectly. But it just is a fraud in my view. Also coming up, the whole world, and I mean the whole world, has turned against Israel. And a lot of it is legitimate criticism. I see some of it that is not accurate criticism. But it's not my job to be an apologist for Israel. I want to talk about where I see this going. Because this has been going on for years, but it has now reached the new proportions. Where just everywhere I go on the street, not just on X, talk radio, you name it, Israel, 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 Israel. And then Israel is in its own bubble, and the world's watching their TV programs where they laugh about the starving kids and call them all subhumans and, you know, do all of this. And just Israel, on average, is on a complete power trip. And they, though, have record numbers of people in Israel, Jews, turning against it, but that's the minority. And I don't know about what comes out of this, because people think if you just bash Israel and Jews all day, that's some magic thing you do, and then somehow that fixes all the problems in the world. And you know, that's my issue with criticism of Israel. I'm all about criticizing real things Israel does. And Israel's, you know, manipulating our politics, doing all sorts of stuff, and I've got a big problem with it. It's just attributing that all the wars in the world have been caused by Jews, and that if we just could send the Jews to Mars, everything would be just fine, is a very, very dangerous mindset. And so I've got some examples I just ran across that I've been looking for, it's just everywhere, of criticism of Israel. And I want to play some of the ones that are legitimate in my research view and some of the ones that aren't. I mean, one example is there's this, you know, well-done video with this woman playing two women. And she's like, Trump wants to deport dual citizens, but he doesn't want to deport Israeli dual citizens, American Israeli dual citizens. And I follow everything Trump does. And I go, Trump never said that. It was an April Fool's. And I had the crew go look, and they go, no, that's not true. There's all sorts of people that are dual citizens from the UK. I mean, you name it. The U.S. does not accept people from, like, North Korea that are dual citizens and things. You know, my cousins were all born in Guatemala, and my uncle's down there in Iran-Contra, and they've got dual citizenship in Guatemala. They're American citizens. They live here, but they can speak Spanish good. They're not getting deported. It's just not true. So you see this powerful video, and you go, my God, anybody who's a dual citizen is being deported unless you're Jewish. And then I see the comments and everybody's like, those damn Jews. And it's just not true. So my issue is people not understanding history fully. Like, I've got videos where, and I without looking, I saw like six or seven of these last night just scanning around. And I just kept popping up. Israel, or the Jews, caused World War I. The Jews caused World War II. And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, certainly they were part of World War II. But, I mean, the Jews weren't even really on the radar in World War I. England wanted to take down Germany because it was dominant in the Austro-Hungarian Empire because their empire was failing. And you can argue the Rothschilds were based there, but they were funding both sides. So, I mean, at that level, you have the Warburgs and the central banks funding the Germans and running the U.S. Federal Reserve. So I mean, they were Jewish. So, yeah, there was, you know, I mean, that's true to an extent. It's just there's larger projects going on. There's other things happening. That's like when I've said we need to really focus on what Communist China is doing and their expansion and them being really the big threat and not Russia. And then you get called a Russian agent by the neocons and the left. And then a lot of the populace that have woken up somewhat, they then think if you talk about China being a threat, that you're a CIA neocon and that you're trying to cover up for Israel because Israel is the only issue on the planet. And I will assure you, Communist China is not run by Israel. And Communist China is the big expansionist threat other than the globalists running us that we're trying to get rid of. So I just grade things as I see them. And yeah, just because our own establishment doesn't like China doesn't mean China's good. Our globalist establishment set up the Communist Chinese, gave them the jobs, gave them the cornering the market on rare earth minerals and the rest of it. And they double-crossed the globalist day one going back 40 years ago. But they really double-crossed in the last 15. That's when you have the Asia pivot. And then Israel wants us to stay in the Middle East for its hegemonic control. And so there's a big fight in the U.S. government between elements of the CIA and Mossad over wanting to move out of the Middle East entirely so we can deal with China. And people go, well that's the policy of the war planners and the CIA. Well, yeah, because they set up Mao Zedong. And then their people turned on him, so they're really pissed about it. So just because the CIA is raping us and enslaving us and doing all this, the fact that the CFR and most of the globalists have been forced to turn against China now is a good thing. We want to stop Communist China, and we want to stop the globalists and get rid of them, and we want to stop Israel manipulating our foreign policy to keep us in the Middle East. See, I want to stop what Israel wants to do under Netanyahu. I want to stop what the globalists want to do here, heavily tied in with Israel. And I want to stop the Communist Chinese. Russia can't even control its own country. It's the biggest country in the world. Russia has energy and resources out the butt, way more than even the continent of Africa. And if Russia ever got so expansionist that I saw any signs of them in our business, I would be up in their grill. But no real analyst will say that Russia is even on the radar other than their nuclear weapons and the fact that they've got a lot of energy that pisses the globalists off they're able to sell. So the Russians are really in the same boat as the American people, the people of Canada. They're under globalist attack. We're under globalist occupation. They're under attempted globalist occupation. So, see, that's the map of the world. And if you go get a PhD in geopolitics, they teach all that. But they teach the globalists are good, and the globalists should be dominant. No, I think we should remove the globalists and have a new international order off of mutual respect and openness. And Trump's been saying that's what he wants, and he's certainly going that direction, though it's not perfect, because Israel keeps pulling him back into the old neocon model. We'll be right back. A major TheAlexShowStore.com news alert. I am cutting this announcement on the 30th of July, 2025. That means you've only got 7 days to take advantage of this massive sale at TheAlexShowStore.com. Store-wide, buy one bottle of any of the amazing supplements or any of the Patriot Apparel, T-shirts, ball caps, you name it, and you get another item absolutely free at TheAlexShowStore.com. And there's a catch, but it's a good catch. You got to be a VIP. It's $30 a month. It's just like being an Amazon Prime. You get $40 to spend in the store each month. Special deals, special offers, special sales. You get massive discounts on every product right away by being a VIP. And you can cancel with one click of your profile anytime. Go to thealexshowstore.com right now and get ultramethylene blue capsules or liquid. Buy one, get one free. Power Plant, next level energy, way stronger than even Turbo Force. It's crazy. You add it with methylene drive product, it's dangerous. Be careful. These are incredible products. The Shilajit capsules and gummies. Ultimate Burn, incredible natural fat burning formula. Works great, people love it. Ultimate CMOS gummies and the capsules. The very strongest turmeric. Prebiotics, probiotics, gut cleanse. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. The next 7 days, buy one, get one free when you're a VIP. I want to thank you all for your support. These are incredible products. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com and experience what it does for your health and overall vitality, and know you're fighting the tip of the spear. Thank you so much for your support. Go now to thealexjonesstore.com.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water?
Plenty of folks are wondering what was in that little bottle he uncorked during a flight.
Methylene blue.
Show her Kennedy taking it. Kennedy literally gobbles it.
He must be doing something right. That ripped bod is 73 years old. Mel Gibson also praised methylene blue on Joe Rogan recently.
This stuff works, man.
I saw Alex Jones and he looks really good, doesn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he's losing all weight.
Taking back my health.
You're so good.
That's the only impression I could do.
Yeah, Alex looks good, man.
Yeah,
lost some weight. Looks good.
Dude, he looks great.
Yeah.
He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts.
He's definitely one of my bucket list people to meet at some point.
Oh, I can introduce you to Alex.
Yeah.
We can make that happen for sure.
Come on.
It's so noticeable. I was like, wow, he looks handsome.
But I text Alex all the time. I know him. He's just losing weight. But if you go online, there's a lot of people that believe that this is like a different person. He looks great. That's all it is. He looks great.
Here's your daily motivation. Alex Jones is 51 years old. He's been through more shit than you will ever go through. The deep state has come for his life. They have come for his business. They fined him billions of dollars for free speech. Alex Jones has had his rights stripped away. They've tried to take this man's life for speaking truth. Alex Jones went from looking like this to looking now like this. Alex Jones is getting ripped. Alex Jones is getting yoked, showing all of us that no matter our age, no matter what's thrown at us in life, no matter how many troubles or trials that we have, what really matters is who you are on the rock-ribbed inside. Do you have gunpowder in your gut? Do you have some grit in your teeth? Can you be a man in the face of all of it? Your promised struggles in this life, can you punch back? Alex Jones is a motivation and a vibe today.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You are listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, I mentioned some of the news coming up. There's a lot more we'll be getting to, and I'll drill through and more to tell everything I already mentioned like this. Let's get into this first. So Trump's biggest problem is not the Democratic Party. They have record low poll numbers, record low money raising. Their election fraud's getting exposed everywhere. Their gerrymandering is being overwritten with the redistricting of key battleground states. Everything Trump's doing, I've looked at. It's exactly what I would do, what the economists and experts I talked to would do. I mean, he's doing an excellent job on the stuff that he's doing an excellent job on. His problem is Mike Johnson and people like Lindsey Graham that tell him whatever he wants to his face and then stab him in the back. So contrary to what the media said 2 weeks ago, Trump wanted them to stay in session and approve his nominees to the ambassadorships and the agencies and everything. Thousands of them. They're held up. Hundreds of key ones. And they lied and said, he wants them out of session so the Epstein stuff won't be looked at. And then, of course, Republicans passed subpoenaing the DOJ. Wasn't true. Because they want to try to put heat on Trump, they think. But now all the Democrats actually don't want the information. But that's another issue coming up. His big issue is John Thune, the Republican leader of the Senate. And when I talked about this a couple weeks ago, people didn't believe it. They said John Thune is going to not take it out of session so Trump gets recess appointments for a year at least. And then they'll get approved in that year for sure, almost all of them. He said either recess or stay in session. They did the other thing. They're staying in session, but every 4 to 5 days, they're having a vote saying they're in session with just a quorum call of a few senators while everybody else is gone. And that way, they don't go out of session, and they're not really in session, but they're technically in session, so Trump doesn't get what he wants. That is swamp sabotage, because while this is going on, all the people that Biden put in, many of them were just put in again after Obama first put them in. Hell, some have been there since Bush W. Now, that's where the real swamp is. So you want Trump to get rid of all these people and do all this, and then the ones they're able to spotlight, they fire. Then federal judges try to put them back in. Then Trump's got to go do a court battle. He wins every time. But they're sabotaging. It's like, you know, running a truck into the mud up to the axles. So why is it Trump flamethrowing John Thune? Why? Lindsey Graham, tell Trump to go to hell. Trump endorses him again for the Senate. GOP Senator John Thune quietly blocks Trump's recess appointments with sneaky procedural maneuver, launches series of pro forma sessions to keep Senate in fake session during August recess. And they've already got the dates set where they're going to have the votes. Tuesday, August 5th, Friday, August 8th, all at 1 p.m., Tuesday, August 12th, 8 a.m., Friday, August 15th, 10:15 a.m., August 19th, 10 a.m., Friday, August 22nd, 9 a.m., Tuesday, August 26th, 12 p.m., Friday, August 28th, 7 a.m. They even got it scheduled for the few senators that will be there to do that. So this is really evil. It goes against the will of the voters and a popular president. And Trump needs to be threatening to primary Thune. But instead, Thune and them know if they sit there and kiss his ass that he won't go after him. So that's not $5 trillion D chess, folks. That's not even checkers. And we know why. It's because of who he's got as a chief of staff, who's worked for all these people. And they're not screwing Trump as bad as they did in his first admin, but it's definitely going in that direction. And it's really bad. So I say to the listeners, everybody else, let's get talk radio talking about it. Let's get everybody, Bannon's already talking about it. We need to get everybody on this, okay? Because the Democrats are destroying themselves and eating their own right now. And if Trump can just move on his agenda, they will be defeated. And we'll have the ball for decades. But the deep state Republicans, establishment of the Democrats, want to slow all this down, wait Trump out, and have business as usual. Examples of this. Biden handlers ready to unleash trove of embarrassing Kamala stories in response to her book with her attacking Biden. I mean, again, infighting, eating their own. So, meanwhile, we've got, that's what I call results. Trump admin saves jobs, kicks 1,500 non-English-speaking truckers off the road. 2 million American citizen jobs have been added. 2 million illegal alien jobs lost in new numbers. Got more on that coming up. But if you read the Drudge Report, you'd think it was all over. We're doomed. Economic data now in doubt. Wall Street Journal says Trump firing the head of the Bureau of Statistics is Orwellian, that it's the Ministry of Truth. No, it was the Ministry of Truth with this Biden appointee that's been caught putting out the fakest numbers ever for Biden, and now fake numbers, experts are saying, on Trump. So she inflates them for Biden, then artificially deflates them for Trump. That's all part of the private Federal Reserve, not lowering interest rates. It's all part of Moody's degrading the U.S. Economy and debt. It's all part of them trying to crash the stock market and failing. You've got these different factions, and Trump represents a new faction that's pro-growth and pro-peace and pro-sovereignty and doesn't want to demoralize the public. We haven't totally got rid of the globalists yet, but they're the main threat, and this is a battle over that. And they're still harping on this. Trump fires official over jobs report, echoing an authoritarian playbook. New York Times. Oh, yes. Trump fires America's economic data collector. History shows the perils. The vast majority of U.S. adults are stressed about grocery costs. Yeah, that's true. So they're trying to, I mean, look at this headline on Drudge. Donald Trump, the destruction of America. Full on hype machine. Full on deception. But even CNN, more and more, because they have no viewers trying to get them back, is forced to admit, and I agree with this statement. I don't, you know, just go, oh, I agree with that, so I won't agree with it. I mean, the evidence is there. Trump is the most consequential, effective president probably in the last 125 years in the United States. They always say that it's Roosevelt got all this stuff done. Well, he had a Great Depression and came in on it, and a lot of it was bad. Teddy Roosevelt, when it came to shaking up things, empowering the common person, breaking up the trust, all of it, he was really consequential. And you could compare him to Trump. But the stakes are so high now in the world. Hands down, Trump is the most effective, game-changing, consequential president since Abraham Lincoln. And then before him, Andrew Jackson, and before him, George Washington. And I've studied all of them. And people say, well, he's failed in a lot of stuff he's tried to do. Yeah, but most presidents just become captured puppets. So no, I mean, when it comes to real change, most of it good, some of it bad. When it comes to actually being the president, he's the closest we've gotten to it. I mean, Nixon had the highest ratings of any president in the last 100 years. He won by the biggest landslides, bigger than Reagan. And then the CIA took him out. But the changes he tried to do got reversed, and then some really bad stuff happened as well that he did. But I have to say, for being a populist and really going against the grain, Trump is it. Shocking admission. Far-left CNN shocks the world by declaring Trump as president is the most influential president of this century and last century. Because the stakes are so high, yes. Because there's so much going on now. We're at the fourth turning. It's a much more tumultuous time, even than Teddy Roosevelt. And then 30-something years later, his cousin, Franklin Roosevelt. But this is where we are. And nobody who even has basic economic understanding would say we'd be better off with Kamala Harris. Their plan was engineered collapse, great reset. We're already into it. The question is, can Trump reverse it? And I'm not sure. I mean, you have the economists all lying about Trump, saying his tariffs wouldn't work. They already are. Even Bill Maher has to admit that, because it's all a one-sided screw job. So let's go to that clip. Here it is.
And I think the theme of this segment is going to be love it, like it, lump it. Trump's remaking the United States of America. We can start there with tariffs. What are we talking about? No tacos for Trump. The effective tariff rate, get this, 18%. It is the highest, Omar, the highest since the 1930s, up from, get this, just 2% last year. As I'm going to talk about in this segment, I can't think of a more influential president during this century, and it starts here with tariffs. He said he was going to raise tariffs, and despite the claims otherwise, he is in fact doing that. The effective tariff rate at this point looks to be 9 times as high as it was last year, the highest since the 1930s in FDR, Omar.
And the effective tariff rate is up from 2% last year, for those that might see the banner there. Tariffs, though, aren't the only way Trump's remaking policy in America, right?
It is not the only way that Trump is remaking America. What are we talking about? Well, let's jump. The other big thing that Trump ran on, right, was immigration. How about net migration in the United States? Get this. It's down. It's going to be down at least 60%. We may be dealing with, get this, negative net migration to the United States in 2025. That would be the first time there is negative net migration in this country in at least 50 years. We're talking about down from 2.8 million in 2024. So Donald Trump has always run on tariffs, and he's run on a hawkish line on immigration. And on both of those issues, we are seeing record high tariff rates for this century going all the way back, well back into the early part of the 20th century. And when it comes to immigration, net migration, we are seeing record low levels, way down from where we were during the Biden administration. We are potentially looking at negative net migration for the first time in at least 50 years. And that is a big reason why that I'm saying that Trump, at least in my mind, is the most influential president, certainly this century, and probably dating a good back chunk into the 20th century as well, Omar.
So when you say most influential, I mean, statistically, how much is Trump doing?
Yeah, okay, so let's talk about this. How about executive orders? Already, 180 executive orders signed by Donald Trump this year. You have to go all the way back to the FDR administration once again to find a year in which there were as many executive orders signed as we have this year. To give you an idea, Biden during his first year signed 77. That's the entire year. We're only a little bit more than halfway through this year, Omar. Again, this is why I'm saying executive orders, immigration with net migration, and we're talking about tariffs and the effective tariff rate. Donald Trump is remaking the United States, love it, like it, or lump it. He has been tremendously influential to a historic degree, Omar.
And that's all true. Not because I want to agree with CNN. It's true. Trump is on a rampage, a revolutionary rampage. Doesn't mean everything he's doing I think is the right move. Overall, yes. But he is a man on fire. And that's why the globalist establishment is so upset. But they failed in their project, their operations, starting with China, double-crossing them 15 years ago. So their order's over. There's a new system. The world's being remade. The border is completely shut down, 96%. It's all basically day and night. The problem is, into that power vacuum, because Trump has kicked all the globalist analysts out and the think tanks out and banned the Pentagon from being part of them. Well, he hadn't banned the Israel lobby. In fact, he's brought them in, and they're running around acting like they run the show now. And policy-wise, they pretty much are in the Middle East. And I don't like that. And again, it doesn't mean I fetishize and, you know, have a secret dartboard in my closet, you know, the rabbi I throw darts at. No, I want peace. I want security. I want Israel to be secure. But Israel and the decisions it's been making, if I wanted to destroy Israel and I hated Israel, I'd say, Israel, you're doing a great job. Keep it up. And I'm getting to that later. It's bad, folks. They are now seen, not just in Gallup polls, as the most dangerous country in the world. The new numbers are coming out, and I see it on the street. It is the hottest thing out there, and it is spreading. And the ADL loves it because they're getting more contributions as Jews have more heat put on them. And I can look at down the road what comes out of these collisions that are about to happen. I mean, Hitler is probably one of the most popular people on the planet right now. I'm not joking around about that. So, and Israel is going to continue under pressure that it's helped create. Double down, double down, double down, and then people against Israel are going to double down, until it just becomes the only issue on the planet. And that's not going to end well, is it? No, it's not. I just really like Israel to get out of our foreign policy, and Israel just says secured itself and just stop, 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 stop. But they're not. And Netanyahu loves all this. It keeps him in power. And at the end of the day, it's him and his coalition government that are doing this. And, well, I'll get to that later. But the economists lied about Trump's tariffs. They've been caught. That's a fact. Now, here is Senator Mark Wayne Mullen talking about Chuck Schumer, who didn't even deny it, saying, unlock all these hundreds of billions. Give me a billion per nominee. of our slush funds that Trump's grabbed and put into the general budget, as Senator Kennedy pointed out on Friday, and we will start appointing your people. And then Trump told him to go to hell, and Schumer just said, I'm allowed to do this, I'm allowed to do whatever I want. So you just have this open, naked corruption. Here's a clip on it.
They wanted something in return, and that is negotiating, right? You negotiate a little bit, but they kept changing their price because they never wanted a deal. Now, keep in mind, none of us wanted to work with Biden administration, but we all do feel like that regardless of who the president is, they have the right to put their people in place. And so we held our nose in 2021 and actually struck a deal to be able to allow 44 bipartisan nominees to go through underneath the Biden administration. And which was, unfortunately, we thought we was working like the Senate is supposed to work. What's happened now, their hatred towards President Trump, their fear, literally their fear of their base, has kept them from being able to move forward at all. And so when I say by the price going up, they kept going. You had Elizabeth Warren, you had Brian Schatz, you had Cory Booker demanding them not to work with Republicans at all. Don't work with this president. I mean, my goodness, we saw the rant that Cory Booker had just this week against his own colleagues for working with us on a bipartisan manner. So Schumer kept demanding more because he knew that he would get to the point where we couldn't accept it. And I'm proud of President Trump. I spoke to him this morning, which, by the way, he's watching your show. And he said, I had to walk away. I didn't have a choice. And I said, oh, sir, I'm proud that you did this because we put them on notice and said, we're not going to play games with you anymore. So now you're forcing us to change Senate rules, which honestly, in the long run, is the best thing. So as soon as we get back through this, through the August, we're going to be working on rules change. When we get back, we're going to have to implement those rules change. And it's not our fault. People, the Democrats are going to scream saying, we're doing the nuclear option. No, Chuck Schumer and the Democrats did the negotiation or did the nuclear option because they have filibustered. We have 131 nominees confirmed. They have filibustered every single one of those except Marco Rubio. And I want to compare the difference between where we're at in 17 to where we're at today, just because I want to show the leadership and effectiveness of Leader Thune. In 2017, we only had 55 confirmed at the same time. And they weren't filibustering all of them because Thune made it very clear we can do this a hard way or easy way. You remember him saying that at the beginning? They chose to do the hard way. So
let's stop right there. Oh, Thune said we can do it the hard way or the easy way. Oh, we were nice. We gave them the nominees. Stop doing that. They play hardball. We have to start playing hardball. And you can argue, well, they were going to filibuster all these, so Thune went ahead and left. But he's going to do this gimmick where they come back every 5 days and say they're in session, but they're not. They would have gotten the recess appointments for at least a year. You can procedurally extend it out 2 years. Why isn't the senator, Mark Wayne Mullen, because he goes on to talk how great Thune is. Again, because if they kiss the leadership's ass, they'll be moved into bigger committees, and then one day they'll be the leader. No, Mark Wayne. We know Schumer's bad, but don't point at him and say he's the reason. We know what he's going to do. Senator Thune did this with the leadership, and you're up there going along with it, acting like you're this big patriot. And I watch Senator Mullen on shows. He's a smart guy, does good things, asks good questions, and supports good legislation. I'm not saying he's a bad guy, but we got to stop pretending what's going on here. And I'm really pissed off right now. Because you want to drain the swamp, this is how we do it. Trump's got a lot of great nominees, and this is bull crap. And this is not even an issue with mainline Republican constituency because the Republican talking heads and the senators don't make it one. Oh, my goodness. All right. The good news is the talking points and the actions and the intel I've been getting is they are moving to try to indict the deep staters on a whole host of things, not just Crossfire Hurricane. And that's great news. And Stephen Miller, who is kind of the brains in the White House, a lot of the good things happening, he's coming out and saying it was a coup, and I'm using that literally. We need to stop calling it just election interference. No, it was a coup. It was treason. How many years have I been saying that? We have to hammer the truth. It sounds radical to say it's a coup. Well, that's what it was. And so call it what it is. Admit where you are. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back with all the news, your calls, and so much more today. But first, again, I want to thank all the listeners for your past support, your word of mouth, your prayer. We have the major Democrat law firms still coming after us. We're winning. It takes massive funding to beat them. I am toe-to-toe with these people. Huge hearings the 13th and ongoing. Now is the critical part of the battle. Plus, we've got incredible products. I need your support. I need those of you that have shared the reports and prayed for the broadcast. I want to thank you for that. That's so critical. But I need the majority of you that have never gone to thealexjonesstore.com to go get our ultramethylene blue, to get our Shilajit complex, to get our incredible other supplements like the Irish sea moss, the ultimate turmeric, strongest out there. I mean, by light years. Ultimate turmeric has that name for a reason. It is. These are game-changing. These really work. These are amazing. And it funds an operation that's known as the tip of the spear by the good guys and the bad guys. We have a deal going right now at thealexjonesstore.com where you can buy any of the incredible supplements and any of the ball caps and any of the widest selection of T-shirts from the very best designs, a Patriot apparel, every type, classic 1776 gear, the pro-Trump gear, the InfoWars gear, the comedy gear, the fun gear. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. High quality at great prices. Buy one T-shirt, get one free. Buy a ball cap, get one free. That makes some of those lost leaders. That's how good these deals are. But here's the catch, and it's a great catch. You got to be a VIP with one click in your profile. $30 a month, just like Amazon Prime. You can cancel anytime. $30 each month. You get $40 each month to spend in the store. Special sales on top, special deals on everything. Special offers just to you. Special prizes, you name it. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And that deal's only running for a few more days. So take advantage of the buy one, get one free for VIPs. That's a simple commitment for folks. It's a very light commitment. It's not like a marriage, for better or worse. You just pay $30 a month. You have a special relationship. You know, you get special deals. It reminds you get $40 to spend in the store each month. And then that way you like the supplements. Oh, this worked great. I'm going to reorder that. You go pick what you want to spend each month with your $40. If you're going to buy anything, you should be a VIP. If you're worried about some of the supplements running out, which they do sometimes, become a subscriber and get huge discounts as well, locked in. Cancel anytime. TheAlexJonesStore.com. We have the Battle Tactical Dagger with amazing scabbards. Such a great deal. That's selling out quickly. It's all there at TheAlexJonesStore.com, and it's funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. I'll never give up. I'll never back down. I'll never give in. I'll never sell out. But I could give out. I need your support. These are great products. You want people to fight for you? They are. But you got to back them. Take action now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm cutting this on the afternoon of July 30th, 2025. You have 7 days from this date to buy one bottle of any of our amazing supplements, the Ultramethylene Blue, the Irish Sea Moss, the Shilajit, the list goes on and on, Ultimate Life Force, and get a bottle absolutely free. But you gotta be a VIP. But that's the best part. This catch is a great deal. You spend $30 a month being a subscriber, you cancel any time, and you get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special offers just sent to you, and you can cancel any time. So you make $10 by becoming a subscriber. You can cancel anytime. This is only running for 7 days. Experience Ultramethylene Blue. Experience the other incredible supplements. But also, the buy one, get one free goes for the ball caps, the T-shirts, the widest selection of Patriot apparel. Those of you who've ever gotten products, now's the time. It'll blow you away. Get the Methylene Blue, bare minimum, at thealexjonesstore.com.
Ultimate Fish Oil is not just a supplement, but a statement.
Morning! Morning!
Not only can Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com help your heart, mind, and joints, but it keeps InfoWars on the air.
Morning! Morning!
Your heart is the engine of your life, and Ultimate Fish Oil is the premium fuel it craves.
Morning! Morning!
Morning!
Morning!
Ultimate Fish Oil is your cognitive clarity captain. The DHA in this formula is a foundational stone for brain health. Ultimate Fish Oil is your joint health general. The soothing reduction in inflammation ensures you'll feel invincible in the info war. InfoWars has never wavered from its mission, and with Ultimate Fish Oil, neither will you. Step up to the plate, nourish your body, and nourish the fight for a future where the new world order is defeated. Get it now at InfoWarsStore.com.